A new book out this week takes a close look at human behavior and disaster preparedness using real-life examples from natural disasters. WWNO's Jessica Rosegard spoke to author Robert Meyer about how humans can overcome the psychological hurdles to disaster preparedness.
Joining me is Robert Meyer, the co-author of The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. Robert, thank you for joining me.
Glad to.
Tell me a little bit about why you and your co-author wrote this book.
We've been interested in disasters for a long time, and I think that for both of us, and for me in particular, it's what sort of drew me into the area was tragedies. And a lot of the book tells stories of particular tragedies that have happened to individuals or communities. For example, the story that we used to start off the book is a horrible tragedy that happened to a woman named Glenda Moore, who lived in Staten Island during Hurricane Sandy, and she was at home during the storm and with her two small children. And her husband was away in Brooklyn. And for some reason, at the height of the storm, she decided to take both of the children into her minivan and drove along the coast towards in the direction of Brooklyn. And a storm surge came in and swamped the car. And she was able to get out, but the two children were swept away from in the storm, and she lost both her children. I looked at that and said, well, how could this have happened? I mean, couldn't we have gotten more effective warnings to her? What was going through her mind that caused her to take such a risky act at the height of a storm? And so it struck me that it would be kind of really important to go ahead and write a book about why this sort of thing happens, to why disasters happen to us, and what are things we can do to do a better job of preventing them.
Yeah, and I thought that part of the book was it was fairly complicated. If you could just break it down for me, that that instinct to react versus taking a moment to consider.
Psychologists today kind of think about the way our brain works is we have kind of two parts to it, one of which is the sort of automatic thinking. It's sort of the type of thing that often it's reflexive. So often it's the case when someone taps your knee flops up. Well, we have the same thing that goes on in our brain, where often when we get certain cues, we kind of automatically react to it without particularly thinking. For example, if someone screams fire in the middle of a room, your instinct is to immediately kind of get up and try to rush out. But then there are other times when we basically are able to kind of think more carefully about outcomes. And one of the points we were trying to make in the book is that normally you would think that thinking very carefully about a situation is always going to be better than thinking very reflexively, but this doesn't always happen.
And that kind of brain response that's innate to humans, right? That is why officials will tell you to have a plan, or, you know, in case of fire, know where the exits are, know how you would get out of a situation, right? To kind of help your brain when faced with that sort of emergency.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, we call our book The Ostrich Paradox to kind of build on that idea that one of the things is that often ostriches get a bad rap, because often we sort of say the reason why we don't prepare well for disasters, or is that we turn the other way, or we put our heads in the sand in the face of a disaster. And so kind of the message of the book is to say, look, we kind of have to understand as human beings, our brains just really are not well designed for dealing with making good decisions about events which are very, very rare and are potentially life-threatening. So what we need to do is basically develop a set of tools or set of tricks to basically to allow us to adapt to our own limitations. And things like developing a good home safety plan, for example, is a way of us kind of replacing the fact or anticipating the fact that if we don't have one, we're going to be making decisions based on emotion, which isn't a good thing.
So knowing that people have this innate sort of barrier, what's the practical way, do you think, for local governments and community leaders to overcome these typical human responses as they urge disaster preparedness for something that is as routine as an annual hurricane season?
Often it's the case, whenever a hurricane's approaching, what comes out? Well, there's often a hurricane preparation checklist, right? And it often will go on for a full page, and it will say all these different things that you need to do for a hurricane. Well, it turns out that actually people are very poor at being able to comprehend those checklists. And the reason is that they're prone to what we call a simplification bias. And what happens is that that people will go ahead and they'll start going down that list and they'll start doing one or two things. But once they do one or two things, their mind basically is sort of conditioned to say, okay, you've taken care of that problem. And so as a consequence, what happens is that often people will do one or two things, but they'll not necessarily do the most important things. Mm. A better checklist is one which starts off and says, look, if you're going to do only one thing to prepare for the storm,
right,
this should be it.
You have a list of these biases: myopia, historic amnesia, optimism. Which one do you think is the most sort of dangerous or prevalent?
Probably optimism is sort of the excessive optimism is probably the most central and the most damaging one. And this is the idea that because ultimately what kind of triggers action is worry or fear over something bad happening to us. And if it never hits the radar screen as something that would happen, then we're not going to prepare for it. And so the more that we kind of tend to ignore worst case scenarios, the more we tend to just be think that bad things are things that happen to other people, not to us, the less able we are to prepare.
Robert Meyer is the co-author of The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. Robert, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.